I got caught doing something super awkward on the Jumbotron this weekend. You want to hear about it, Megan?
Sure.
This weekend, we went to the U.S. Women's National Team, the soccer game that was at Soldier Field. And it was super cool because it was Megan Rapinoe's like last game, which was awesome to see her and everything she's done for not only women in sports, but also country and equality and equal pay for women. She's a rock star all around. So it's cool to see that. But last week, I had talked to a guy named Gerard. And Gerard is one of the guys that like runs the cameras at the field to put people on the Jumbotron, right? So I was like, dude, you got to get me on. It'll be my son. We'll be there and my wife. It'll be fun. And he's like, I got you. And we're getting up to like halftime here. And this is Sunday. And so we're sitting in the stands. And all of a sudden, I hear like, oh my God, that's us. That's us. And I look around and I look up at the screen. And turns out we were on the Jumbotron for a minute. But at that moment, when he got us, I was also checking the Bears score for the first time. And I don't know if you remember, but the Bears score at halftime was 34-0.
Yeah.
I was like showing it to my son who was sitting next to me. And I'm pretty sure multiple times I had mouthed WTF over and over. And I was looking set. My hands were like, my face was like in my hands. Like the last thing you want to show on a Jumbotron in like a celebration game of like all this positivity was me so mad at everything happening. The worst part is I got a text from my brother. My brother goes, hey, I got a text from a friend who's at Soldier Field and said they saw you on the Jumbotron. You look upset. Are you okay? So I'm texting to check in with you.
That's right.
I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm just sad about the Bears. And so that was the moment that he caught me while I was checking the Bears score during the game.
That is funny. Of course, it's like the one bad moment that you don't want to answer on national.
I was like, dang, I should have told him to text me first or something, but
that's funny.